Crossbreed Holster Studios.
They want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. Tomorrow we're going to get up and it's going to become the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And we're just going to continue doing what we do for the rest of the week because they don't want us to. And we're going to welcome inside the studios. If you're watching us on the live stream online, thanks for being here. Love you guys. Comments, throw them out for the roundtable. We'll get to them. Also, if you're watching on television stations anywhere in the Northern California market, in the Reno, Nevada market, great to be in your living room with you. And if you're listening on nearly 250 radio stations around the country, I was looking down here on the live stream and I see people listening in from Arkansas, people listening in Bullhead City, Arizona, and across the country. It's wonderful to have you tuned in with us. What an amazing first 2 hours. They always are. You know, you just never know. You think, well, yeah, how's the show going to go today? Bam, bam, it hits on all cylinders. Alan Gottlieb crushed it in the first hour. A.W.R. Hawkins, we had to move quick between the both of those powerhouses. And Sheriff Mack for the entire hour, last hour, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Sheriff Richard Mack is, I'm very proud and honored to be able to call him a friend and a mentor. By the way, we talk a lot. You will be hearing from him at least once a month from now on. We had asked him during a break, if you were listening, if you're on Facebook, you can hear that exchange because those mics are live. So you get the raw audio feed. It's kind of cool if you want to watch on the live stream. We asked Sheriff Mack if he could jump in and stay with us for the hour, and he was initially able to do so. And then Mama on Mother's Day said, nah, I think we've got some other plans and some family here. And the sheriff said, we're going to have to do it another day. So that's exactly what we're going to do. And speaking of mamas, happy Mother's Day, even to you single dads. Mother's Day, huge day. Mom's Day, you'll notice my hair is a little bit long. I'm getting it cut tomorrow at 5:45 p.m., so I decided to wear the Pink Ribbon Girls hat over here. There it is, because of my wife's status, breast cancer survivor. And, you know, that's just what you got to do on Mother's Day. She's a powerhouse warrior. I don't have anything in me near what she had in her, believe me. All right, so here we go. The roundtable, a classic. Let's bring up the photographs behind me on the screen. Who are we going to bring in first? How about Brad Primo, Lead Slingers CEO, Lead Slingers Whiskey. Brad, how the heck are you, man?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You guys had some tough time last week. You couldn't jump in. It was happening in real time. What happened?
Yeah, just a thunderstorm. We were expecting bad storms anyways, but this one hit a lot harder than we thought, and I think we had winds over 70 miles an hour come through and knocked power out for about 125,000 Nashvillians. Several of them without power for several days. So wow. We were lucky. We got our power back on. I think we got knocked out around 5 or 6, and I think we got our power back about 1 in the morning, the following morning. So
all right. Well, we were able to confirm with you that everybody in your household was okay, right?
Yeah, everybody's fine. Good deal. My fence got blown down, but we're all good.
All right, good deal. Now we're going to move over to, let's go over to Neil McCabe. Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown, unless you can figure out his accent. Neil, how you doing, man?
I am pumped and jacked, Mark. This is going to be a great hour. Sorry, I heard the sheriff on with you. I'm sorry he bailed out.
Wow. You wait till we get him on. We're looking at bringing him back next weekend, and I can't wait to get him in a conversation with our other member of the roundtable, Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. Justin, how the heck are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me on again.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for jumping in here, guys. Let me start with this. We do have some movement in my wife's case, Walters v. Kemp. So let me just tell you what happened. We did not, the federal judge, the Obama appointee, did not give us the injunction. He denied it and essentially said that we didn't have standing, even though he used our example with the probate judge as an example of standing. So we know it's going to come back. We know that we're comfortable on our appeal to the 11th Circuit. However, the local probate judge, who was the one of the four defendants who did not contest our position at all, has agreed to begin and open up beginning on May 14th. The permitting process again in the state of Georgia. So while we didn't get a court victory, we did get the result that we wanted from the judge. Too bad for them. It's a little too late. We are proceeding with this so it never happens again. But here's the fun part, guys. And Justin, I'm going to start with you. My wife, he's only doing them now at the probate courts now by appointment. My wife was one of the first ones when we found out to make the appointment. So I'm pretty sure he recognized her name on the sheet when she made the appointment, and I can't wait to go there and be that human fly on the wall as she goes in to get her permit from the judge that she, in fact, has recently named in a federal lawsuit. Justin, what do you think's going to happen, man?
I think that's a great story, Mark. I mean, she better get her permit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm wondering, is the judge going to come out and say anything? Hey, I know you. You know, because it's nothing personal. And then there's the matter of an election, too, Justin, because I believe he's up for re-election. Probate judges are elected in the state of Georgia. So I think when the judge read the case, saw the case, heard the case argued, he knew of this, you know, in the long run, we're going to lose this. And I think he just, because, you know, what's interesting, Justin, is he pushed this, the Chief Justice of the Georgia Supreme Court extended the judicial state of emergency through June 12th. He added another month. And I think the probate court judge said, wait a minute, man, we're being sued here. I'm not going to survive this for another month. This doesn't look good, you know. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. Brad, what do you think? It's kind of it's kind of a win of sorts, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, that, you know, ultimately, what you're going for is to restore people's rights to obtain their carry permits, or actually get their permits so they can take advantage of the rights. And that's what you got. So I think that's a win. And hopefully you keep pushing the ball forward and really punch this in the end zone.
Yeah, I agree. I thought when I heard the news, I was kind of disappointed that I didn't hear it actually first. And we weren't able to be the first one in there. But I because it's just the kind of guy I am. I'm thinking to myself, oh, he's going to see the name on here and know, you know. And it's just, I don't know. Well, it's going to be fun. Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown. Even though it's not a court victory, Neil, we know we're going to get the court victory. We just have to go through the process now because we don't ever want this to happen again. What happened to her for the last month and every other law-abiding Georgian should never happen again, right?
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, we saw what happened in the Supreme Court with the New York City case, which, you know, eventually the court decided, yes, in fact, since the ordinance was taken down by the city of New York, there was no point challenging it at the Supreme Court. And we've talked before about, I don't know, 700 to 1,000 people caught every year at LaGuardia Airport, like New York Jets defensive lineman Quinnen Williams. All those guys are bullied into pleading down to a misdemeanor because the people at LaGuardia, they on the prosecutors all know if somebody has the guts to take this to this all the way to the Supreme Court, they're going to lose. And I think that this judge was looking at this thing and he was saying, there is no way I win this, especially since he has to answer to the people. This isn't a lifetime appointment.
Yeah, and you know, Justin, he was the probate judge was a defendant. The judge rendering the decision in this case is an Obama appointee. And I want you to listen, guys. I'll start with Justin on this one. I hope you're sitting down. And if you're driving and you're listening to this, please pull over because I don't want you to laugh yourself into a bridge abutment, okay? As this court noted in Carter, under state law, Plaintiff Walters, that's my wife, is free to carry her loaded firearm without a license at her home, in her car, or at her place of business. Let me stop there. That's not where we want to carry. We want to carry outside of those places. That's why we're suing, Your Honor. He continues, Plaintiff Walters may also possess a loaded long gun without a license if carried openly and fully exposed. Likewise, Plaintiff Walters' right to carry a handgun outside of her home, car, or business is only curtailed to the extent, Justin, that the handgun must be in a case and unloaded. Because all these options remain available to Plaintiff Walters, the inability to obtain a Georgia weapons license during the limited pendency of the state of emergency does not gut the plaintiff's general right to keep and bear arms in self-defense. Now, we're going to take a break now, so I want you guys to all hold on to that during the break. Because get this visual, and then I'm going to go right to Justin. He just said, my wife can carry a rifle over her shoulder to go grocery shopping, or she can carry a loaded gun in a case. And then I ask Rob Pincus, the trainers, and I'll ask you guys, would you recommend that she beat him over the head with it if she's being attacked, or should she try to throw that unloaded case at him and hit him in the throat? But either way, that judge doesn't think her rights have been curtailed. We're going to start that off with Justin Moon when we come back. It's a joke. It's a joke, I tell you. It's a joke. Back right after this, except it's not a joke. We're suing to win. Back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At a buck a face mask, that's a dollar per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
And now back to Justin Moon. I've been dying to get to, I try not to laugh during the break. Justin, my wife, you've not met her yet, but you will. She's 5'3", every bit of 5'3". And the judge actually had the audacity to say her Second Amendment wasn't gutted. She can carry an AR-15 or whatever other rifle she wants, and she can carry an unloaded gun in a case. So presumably she can beat somebody over the head with it or throw it at his throat and try to run away. What do you think when you hear that come from a federal judge?
I think she should take the federal judge's ruling and get that AR-15 on her shoulder and walk out into every street in your town. And whenever it comes, just have her show that ruling from the federal judge. Get it on the news.
You know,
I think that's wild.
That is absolutely, you know what I asked her? Honest to goodness, honest to God's truth. Brad, let me take it over to you. The deal with her, I asked the attorneys, do you, because it is legal in Georgia. If she wanted to, she could. Now, is that recommended? No, of course it's not, Brad, but it made me beg the question, just like Justin said, go get a photograph. I told my wife, I said, just take the ruling, fold it up with you, stick it in a pocket, and when somebody questions you, just pull out the federal judge ruling and go, here you go. Brad,
yeah,
it's
good. Yeah.
I get the visual of her walking in with the muzzle dragging on the concrete, sparking, you know, dude, it just kills me.
Yeah, that was the first thought I had when you were reading that. It just popped in my mind. I was like, is the judge telling her just to go ahead and carry a rifle everywhere? I mean, that's fine, but it's not very convenient, you know?
I mean, it's got to be the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown, Boston. The whole unloaded gun. Her Second Amendment right is only curtailed by the fact that the gun is unloaded in the case. So I'm to assume that the judge thinks the unloaded gun in the case is a weapon itself?
Well, yeah, I remember when Marco Rubio gave a response to President Barack Obama's State of the Union. So this is on, you know, live TV. And
oh, yeah.
He wanted to take a drink of water. He holds up his finger as if he could pause a live broadcast. He just holds up his finger and then just pauses and then just sort of garbles this water and it's spilling all over him. And then he just sort of resumes. So this is like, you know, as the mugging begins, right, she just holds up her finger and says, sir, would you just excuse me for a minute? I'm trying to get this lock off this case. You just wait. Well, I can't find, where did I put those bullets?
Well, you know, look, I'm with you. Just, I hear Justin laughing in the background. It gets even better. When he went into, because honestly, Justin, all kidding aside, I'm going to try not to laugh at this, but I don't know how the guy wrote that with a straight face, knowing that there's going to be an appeal. I really don't know. How do you write that? How does a guy, does he actually believe what he just wrote? When the judge himself, when he admits that the probate judge himself does not contest, in fact, and I'll pull it up because I want you to hear the exact words in a minute, but he said he sympathizes with the plaintiff's argument, but still disagrees with it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we got to take this as an opportunity. So I personally think that she should not only get the AR-15 herself, but get everybody in the 2A community to go out with her carrying their AR-15s in town with the judge's rule.
Honestly.
You know, the judge wants us to carry our AR-15s wherever we go out in public. And so we should just comply and do it. Why not?
You know, I'm not disagreeing with you. I literally asked the attorneys on the case, is this something that we should do? It was recommended that we didn't. But I kind of questioned, well, I mean, why? I was with you. Fold the ruling up and have it with you. Hey, look, this is a federal judge's ruling. You know, I just wanted to carry my handgun. The judge is telling me I'm better off carrying the AR-15. But, you know, it gets a little better, guys. And I'm going to have to pull this up during a break. I don't want to do it now. We'll come back to this. But essentially what he said, and it was, you know, oh, gosh, if I can see if I can get this. I don't remember. I do remember the pages, but I'm not going to be able to get to them in time. Hold on with me 1 second. I might be able to because it is worth it. Okay, this court is sensitive to plaintiff's argument Well, no, here, I got to give you the plaintiff's argument. Here he goes. This is it right here. Defendant Walters. Defendants assert that Plaintiff Walters cannot demonstrate standing for two reasons. First, they argue that she cannot show an injury because any alleged fear of arrest or prosecution, meaning carrying a concealed weapon in Georgia without a license, is speculative and not reasonable in light of state law prohibiting law enforcement officers from detaining her to inquire about her permit. In other words, Justin, it's illegal for Georgia officers to ask her if she has a permit for the gun she's carrying unless she's committing a crime. But if she's not, they're not allowed by Georgia law to ask, and that's true. So here's what the federal judge said. The court is sensitive to plaintiff's argument that this position essentially suggests that plaintiffs should just go out and violate the law, commit a crime because the police won't catch you. The court does not read this argument to make such a suggestion, but it clarifies that under no circumstances is the court suggesting that individuals should violate the law by carrying loaded handguns without a GWL. That was the state solicitor general, Justin, that said she doesn't have anything to worry about because cops aren't allowed to ask her anyway. So I read that as go break the law. How do you read that?
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, that's a good public service announcement. I mean, it's very important for the public to be educated. So if that's the case in Georgia, then people should be fully aware of their rights and, you know, go about their way doing what the court said.
I mean, guys, we're sitting here laughing about this. Brad Primo, let's go over to you on the other side of the table. He just said, don't worry. The Solicitor General said she doesn't have anything to worry about. She can't sue us because her fear is speculative, because in Georgia, it's illegal for the police to do that. So if I'm the judge, I'm sitting there going, wow, seriously, guys, you're putting me in a pretty bad spot here because I've got to issue a ruling. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think everybody's I don't even know where to start. I mean, I think with all these basically regulations passed by fiat, you know, the COVID-19 panic and everything, that they're just tripping over themselves now, trying to make rules they shouldn't be allowed to make, and then they're trying to figure out justifications for enforcing those rules, and it's just making circular arguments, telling people to, you know, disregard the law because we don't really mean it anyways. Nothing's going to happen to you. They're just confused. They have nothing to stand on.
Well, Neil, Brad's absolutely correct. Isn't that the equivalent, Neil, and I'll let you take us to the break with this, of essentially saying to my wife, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Trust me, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, and no one's going to ask you anyway. So what's the big deal? Just go ahead. It's really bizarre. And of course, you know, you look at all the hullabaloo over those patriots who paid a little visit to the state house in Michigan.
Right.
What if they had just said, hey, a federal judge told us to wear our long arms?
Well, you know, if that happened to be the same circuit, which it's not, but if it was, that's exactly what would have happened. For example, had Michigan been honestly, because they could have had that ruling in hand because it is a ruling from the judge. And there was no injunction, and that's the reason that he gave in this. It is astonishing. When we come back from this break, guys.
It's just speculative.
Well, it's just speculative. When we come back from the break, I'm going to read you his final order based on what we've just been talking about. It will absolutely blow your mind. You sit there and you scratch your head and go, am I living in an upside-down world? I'm coming back with Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms, and Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Welcome back. Indeed, if you're watching on the live stream, God bless you. You get some raw feed. You get some raw audio, which is kind of fun. If I ever forget to turn off my mute, well, you get to hear it. So, and conversations that we have. So you can do the same thing wherever you are. If you're listening, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And you can watch the live stream from the Armed American Radio Video Network Studios. You can see the photographs flashing up on the board behind me of my guests that we're talking to right now. And you'll note, if you caught it, if you're astute, you'll note that the skyline of Atlanta got dark in the previous segment. It was a light skyline behind that, but now the lights are on and in the city of Atlanta behind us. Thanks for being here. If you're watching on television, we appreciate it from wherever you are in Northern California and Reno, Nevada. Great to be with you. And as I said, from over 250 or near 250 radio stations around the country, it's super to have you in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone with me. Tomorrow it will be the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And I'm going to go right back to the guys on the round table right now. Guys, here's what I want you to hear, and then we'll move on to something else. But I'm telling you, if you're driving, pull over. This is crazy. What the judge essentially said was, because there were four defendants in the case, the county, the chief of the, well, the colonel of the state police, the Department of Public Safety, and the governor himself, include, and the fourth was the probate court judge. And the judge said that we lacked traceability. We couldn't show that the first three, the governor, the chief of police, and the county, they all punted and they all threw the judge under the probate judge under the bus. And look, he's the one that made the decision. We had nothing to do with it. We don't have anything to do with permitting. And the federal judge seemed to agree. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. Here's what he said. Plaintiffs have, however, sufficiently traced their alleged injury to Judge Wood. A conclusion Judge Wood does not contest. The decision to suspend acceptance and processing of GWL applications was Judge Wood's decision and Judge Wood's decision alone. Thus, the court will assume for purpose of this order that Plaintiff Walters has standing against Judge Wood. Now, let's go all the way down 16 more pages to the conclusion. For the foregoing reasons, the court concludes that plaintiffs lack standing to seek the requested relief against the state defendants and Cherokee County, and have not shown that they are entitled to a preliminary injunction against Judge Wood. Plaintiff's motion for preliminary injunction is therefore denied. Now, Justin, he just assumed that we had standing with the judge, but I guess it doesn't matter, right?
I don't know. Maybe you do have a, because they said Judge Wood is the cause of your wife not being able to apply for a permit. Maybe she can sue him personally for monetary damage resulting from not being able to have a concealed carry permit.
Well, the case,
of course, is open to you.
Well, the case is moving up to the 11th. We're appealing it. Obviously, the appeal is in motion, I'm sure. I'll let you know whenever that happens. But the judge has, in fact, resumed processing Georgia weapons licenses. My wife has the appointment, as I said, on Friday. That's going to be interesting, particularly based on everything that we heard here. I was really looking forward to getting your guys' opinion on this because we're all of like mind here, Brad. As you heard, you just heard that she does have, you know, hey, okay, okay, but I'll deny it anyway, right? Brad, what's the difference?
I think this is just what we get for, you know, all these, you know, decrees coming out that are violating people's rights, and then they have to figure out a way to back it up, and they can't. I mean, they're tripping over their own words. And, you know, I think your wife definitely has standing. She has been injured by not being able to get a permit to exercise a constitutional right. Okay. So, you know, I think we can chalk this up as a win, but hopefully you can take it further and actually get it in black and white. And so if this ever comes up again, it's not even a question anymore.
Yeah, as Mr. Gottlieb told us in the first hour, that we are appealing because we want to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And Neil, I believe what their strategy is here is very similar to New York State Pistol and Rifle Association. Go ahead and start issuing permits. By the time it moves forward, it can be determined to be moot because the judge is issuing permits. That's not our point now. Our point is this should never have happened in the first place, and we expose some nuances in the law that need to be changed. Do you agree?
Yeah, and, you know, and the Supreme Court almost, you know, there was a window where the Supreme Court was going to take the New York case. I mean, we talked the New York City case, and we talked about it here on one of the roundtables. But it's just hard to make a ruling because how do you overrule an ordinance that's already been, you know, revoked? And so it just becomes sort of this absurdity that were this reality true, this is what we would say. And so it's sort of this race against time. But over and over again, I see that, you know, so many of these ordinances and rules and everything else just can't stand up to the Second Amendment. And it's unfortunate what somebody would have to go through to actually take some of these challenges. And I commend what you and your wife are going through because, you know, this thing could go the wrong way. You don't know. I mean, some crazy judge could decide to go the other way, and all of a sudden nobody has any rights. And so it's a difficult situation that nobody should even be in. It's, you know, it's like a permit to exercise constitutional right is in itself a problem.
That's the exposure.
Like, it's all of these problems that the founding fathers never envisioned. The founding fathers never envisioned a five, you know, it's like a one long gun per month rule for five or six of our states that border Mexico. They never envisioned a 3-day wait, you know, just in case you are a terrorist and you filled out the form. It's a bigger problem. It's almost like this case is sort of like this microcosm is becoming allegory for, you know, the bigger gun rights problem writ large across the country.
Yeah, you just nailed it again. Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms, I'm talking to listeners and viewers. Justin, Neil nailed it again. And you know what this does, Justin? We're at a point now, let's go back, 1987, Florida's landmark concealed carry ruling, which gave us the modern permitting system that we have now. Well, guess what? Every state, 50, now some of their state permitting laws suck, but they have a permitting system in place. We can say that with certainty, but I'm talking about states like New Jersey. Illinois has been turned around. You can get your permit in Illinois now. Hawaii doesn't give them out. But the fact of the matter, the permitting structure is in place, and those places are being fought in court. But, Justin, isn't this now showing that the permits, haven't we gotten to a point now where permits have proven to be unnecessary now that we have, what, 16 states now, Justin, I think maybe even 17, that have constitutional carry recognized now? So aren't we kind of coming full circle?
Yeah, I think we are. I think the permitting process, that being opened up because of Florida's decision, and it's been proven all across the country that the more people who have gun permits and the more people who carry guns, the lower the crime rates are. There's less murder, there's less rape, there's less violent crime. Everybody is safer and society is better off. So it begs the question, why would we want to restrict in any way a constitutional right which makes society better for everybody in the country? It just doesn't make sense to have any of these gun laws.
No, and this pandemic is exposing that. And Brad, it shows us this convoluted measures that judges who don't like our rights, in this particular case is a prime example in that ruling. I'm not saying anything. It's a public record. I'm reading what's in the public record. It's impossible for me to hurt the case. That's what he said. It's out there for anybody that wants to go read it. But it shows us how convoluted the rulings have to be, so twisted, in order to do, I think, what Neil just said, and that's get around the Second Amendment. Right, Brad?
Well, I mean, let's look at it this way. Shall not be infringed is some very plain, simple language.
Bingo.
And anything to take away from that is going to have to be convoluted language.
I'm going to leave it at that. We're getting ready to take a break. That was well said. I mean, listeners, viewers, I hope you're loving this. This is what the roundtable is all about. The wisdom that comes out and comes full circle around the table. Nobody does it better than Armed American Radio's classic roundtable. We know a thing or two about it. We've been doing this for years. And I'm just thrilled that you can participate in it with us. It's just so much fun. The wisdom that I walk away with from these roundtables every week is just astounding. Just a brilliant set of minds going over these things that make it all so clear. Right smack back to close it down with, shall not be infringed. They have to convolute their way around it in an effort to infringe. It's mind-boggling. The roundtable will continue with CEO of Carr Arms, Justin Moon, CEO of Lead Slingers, Brad Primo, and Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown. Until you hear him talk, then you know he's from Massachusetts. We'll be back right after this.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Lead Slingers Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slingers Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
That's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. That's pretty cool stuff right there. I gotta love that. Gotta love him, man. Had an opportunity to sit and chat with him during his show in Vegas when he and Mike Gallagher and I were all there. Salem distributes my radio program, as you know, and those two are Salem radio hosts. So it was great to join up with them. A lot of fun. And I want to thank Mike Gallagher and Sebastian Gorka for the rejoins. Real quick, shout out to sponsors. I want to talk about Bursa. The 380 Thunder is one we've been talking about. I decided not to get it. Let other people who were looking for guns buy those guns. Lead Slingers Whiskey, sitting here right at the table with us. Brad Primo, the founder and CEO of Lead Slingers. DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment every time you take a sip. Crossbreed Super Tuck, by the way, Crossbreed itself, 15% sale going on right now at crossbreed.com, crossbreedholsters.com, excuse me, you think I'd know that after a dozen years, right? Crossbreedholsters.com, a huge sale going on over there from 15% up, out 14 days on shipping, but that's beginning to come down. They're booming over there. Go find out why. Best product in the world. Second Amendment Foundation, I saw a number of you joined today. Thank you for that. Gunbroker.com, just joined. If you're looking for it and you can't find it in your shops, I can promise you Gunbroker.com has it. North American Arms, Sadie Sweat will be here with me coming up. I've been saying that we're working on the timing to get her back on the show. MyPillow, you guys are killing it. Setting records with them over there. Use the promo code AAR. Support the Second Amendment when you sleep. Who would have ever thought that, right? Exactly. GetSupply.com. I just bought Alan Gottlieb the razor set for his birthday. He absolutely loves it. You will, too. Emerson Knives, Ernie Emerson, famous in all the worst places. That's because our guys carry Emerson Knives into all the worst places for a reason, because they are the best. And, of course, Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms, is sitting here with us on the roundtable, and we love him to death. And thanks, Justin, for coming in here with us. And here's where I'm going to start with you guys. Let's go to something a little bit different here. My son sent me a tweet or an Instagram. He sent me a text message of I guess it was an Instagram that Donald Trump put out earlier today. And it was of him leaning forward in an aggressive posture. And it says, "Hope you had a good time investigating me. Now it's my turn." And Justin, Obama's in some trouble right now. I guess as this whole Flynn thing is going to bust open, some guys are going to get in trouble finally. You think we'll finally get some justice?
Oh, boy, this Flynn thing it's busted the whole thing open. I mean, it's clear that Obama knew about it. He organized it. He directed the FBI to do those illegal firearms. He pushed it through, even though there was that whole Christopher Steele thing was a complete, farce. And all the evidence is there. It's very clear that they framed, the general, General Flynn. I mean, it's there in the evidence, in their communications with each other. They talked about options of how they want to proceed with the general, whether they were going to, just get rid of the case, or they were going to go after him and try to pin a process crime on him. And so all the evidence is there. They can't hide it anymore. And Obama's completely exposed. I mean, it's more and more clear right now that Obama and his entire crew, including Biden, were involved in high treason against a duly elected president of the United States of America. And they should get the death penalty for that.
You know, it's crazy. Let's go. Brad, are we ever going to see justice here? I mean, what does this say to us? Well, look, we've got our liberties being stepped on like crazy right now, okay? We've got an ex-president speaking out against the sitting president, which is breaking all the protocol rules. And I know Neil McCabe is chomping at the bit for this one, too, because it's in his wheelhouse as the former White House correspondent on television for One American News and everything else. We'll get to you in a second, Neil. Hold on. I can feel you chomping. Brad, are we ever, ever, ever going to get any justice? Or are we just going to sit here and watch this world spin like this?
Well, I think that, as evidence with, the fact that Hillary Clinton's not in chains in federal prison for her email thing, we probably the worst thing that we have in our country right now is an immune political class that are free to commit whatever crimes they want and never have to answer for it. And the media is complicit in that. Since we have an outsider in the White House, this may be our last best chance to break their stranglehold they have over our country.
I hope you're right, man. I hope you're right. Neil, I could hear you biting on something.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to talk about, but I think everybody on this roundtable will agree that last week was probably the most fun we've had reading the news since watching Trump get elected that election night. And just how many times have we rewatched the videos of the MSNBC people just crying on election night? And it's like that's what kind of week it was for me last week. I spoke to someone very close to General Flynn who told me that when he had that phone call with the Russian ambassador, he was in the Dominican Republic. The call dropped something like five times. He couldn't even hear what was being said. And so what was interesting is that, the FBI had a crystal clear transcript of what was said. Flynn was forced to remember what had been an on-again, off-again dropped call. So where he didn't hear everything that was said, and he wasn't really sure what he was responding to. Now, typically, in this kind of interview, when the FBI says, "Hey, just help us out, General, this is the transcript. What did you mean when you said this?" Right? This is where that's sort of normally, if it's an informal sort of conversation to help us figure out what's going on. But because it was a perjury trap, they never asked a question that they didn't already have the answer to. And I have very good friends who were put in front of the Mueller team, who were forced to testify before the House Intel Committee under Schiff, or the Senate Intel Committee, which was run by Republicans nominally, but really was run by Senate Democrats. And it's really a scary, scary thing, especially when you have leftists in the media who basically say, yeah, it was wrong, but I'm glad we got him, kind of thing. And it's like, wow. So any one of us can just be strung up because we support gun rights or anything else. But it was a great week, Mark. I don't know if that's the answer you were looking for, but it was. I just thoroughly enjoyed last week's news.
No, it is an answer I'm looking for from you, Neil, because I know you so well. Listeners, you're talking. We're listening to Neil McCabe, who is Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. correspondent. And let me tell you something. Neil's been a voice of let's just say this, Justin. Let me put it this way. Throw this over to you real quick. But the night of the election in 2016, both my father and I were leaning on Neil. My dad was calling him from Florida, I think, Neil, and I was calling him from here, wanting to know, are we going to be able to pull this out? Are we going to be able to pull this out? And here's what, Justin, here's what Neil said to me. He said, yeah, you're going to be fine. Trump's going to do this. Go ahead with your prediction. My prediction to close my Tuesday show on Election Day was Trump by 300-plus electoral votes. And, of course, he won by 306. Guys, the music is here. I hate it. We got to find a way to get another hour in here. Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. Thank you, sir, for being here. I appreciate it very, very much. Brad Primo, Lead Slingers, brother. Thank you for being here on Armed American Radio's Roundtable. Man, love it. And, of course, Neil McCabe. Guys, we're going to do this again next week. I hope you enjoyed it. Listeners, viewers, Facebook streamers, Armed American Radio will be back tomorrow in the Daily Defense Studios, the GunBroker.com studios, on the Car Arms microphone. Enjoy the rest of your day. Happy Mother's Day to you, moms. We love all of you. I love each and every one of you. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.